This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Past the hour, it is the DJ V show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is out. He'll be along momentarily. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here, and Kara Schillen is at our controls in Washington, D.C., which always sounds so important, I think. Kara, you have such a tough job in front of you. Big news, Victoria. I know this one should make you happy to start off the day.
Maybe. I don't get to say I'm happy normally with news and just start off the day.
Starting off the hour. I know. I know that you and Doug will be very excited because rumor has it that just when we had dwindled down to 17 Democrats in the presidential race from the big number of 25, maybe we might pop back up to 18 because former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, according to reports, is preparing to file paperwork and start a presidential campaign. Now, this is how people know, because Politico actually broke this story yesterday. The mayor is preparing to file paperwork to qualify for the presidential primary in Alabama. There's a deadline on Friday, and the mayor is now making moves to try to get on the ballot. That doesn't mean that he's officially declared his candidacy, but it does mean that it's the first step that he's taking towards a national campaign. He says he still has not made a final decision to run, but the indication, of course, has got a lot of people excited. My thought is that, and you know, we'll get to the rest of the story in Victoria. I know you're a fan of Michael Bloomberg. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about him since he was your mayor for a long time. But I think there's probably a lot of people, this is my theory, that are in the ear of Mike Bloomberg. A lot of CEOs, a lot of Wall Street CEOs. We actually had a Wall Street CEO weeping on television at the idea of having to vote, you know, at the thought of voting between Donald Trump and Elizabeth Warren. And so it could be possible that even though there were 25 candidates, that they were so underwhelming that people are in the ear of Mike Bloomberg going, please, you have to run. And so even though he's already said he wasn't going to run, maybe his mind has been changed because the race has sort of stagnated. He thinks he can actually get some traction and maybe become the eventual nominee to take on President Trump. So that's one of the things. Now, he's always been, in the last year or two, he's been a constant critic of the president. He said, quote, we now need to finish the job and ensure that Trump is defeated. That was one of the quotes he said. He goes around the country and speaks against him. But he had also said and made it clear that he wasn't going to run for the presidency after a lot of speculation that maybe he would. But it seems something changed his mind. So, Victoria, you were one of his constituents as mayor. So what did you like or dislike, or what's the assessment of Bloomberg?
New Yorkers really liked him, and I think he's one of these guys. He was a Republican for a very long time. He, at first, you'll laugh at this, Jen, at first, Bloomberg came across as too conservative for New York City. And so at first there were a lot of rumblings, like he got, you know, a fair amount of Republican and independent voters to vote for him as mayor in New York. And I think he's someone who is very reasonable. He's very level-headed. He faced a lot of adversity in New York City. He took over right after the towers went down. Only a few months later, that's the city he inherited as mayor. He did a phenomenal job. He made New York City one. You know, climate is really big for him, but he does it in a way. And I think that if he gets on TV and goes through debates and questions, I think we'll find that he's not just one of these people who, like an AOC, who just shouts, "We need the Green New Deal," and then there's no plan or infrastructure behind it. He is someone who has consistently, through his Bloomberg Foundation, realistic goals for climate change, and it's not in a way that is going to tax people. It's not in a way that is going to make people lose jobs. Because he's such a successful businessman, he, to me, when you say, oh, if a lot of people say, oh, we want a businessman, and that's why Donald Trump is the president, to me, Donald Trump he's a failed businessman and has been his entire life. Mike Bloomberg is an incredibly successful businessman with political, I think that his political approach in dealing with other leaders is very measured. It's very respectful. I think that he has great contacts already around the world because he travels so much with his foundation. I just think that he's someone that a lot of people, if they got to know him and really understood his policies, I think a lot of people in the country in the middle, and I don't mean just in the middle of the country, but people who are in the middle politically, I think a lot of people would really understand and respect where he's coming from. He has totally disagreed with Elizabeth Warren's policies, which I like, because I don't think Elizabeth Warren's policies are sustainable at all. I am not an Elizabeth Warren fan. And apparently that's why, from what I've been reading, that's one of the reasons why he might jump into the race, because he really disagrees with what Elizabeth Warren wants to do, and she kind of looks like the front runner now. So I think it's going to be really interesting. I know the rest of the country doesn't really know him that well, but I don't think
that's going to be his uphill battle. I think
that's his uphill battle.
Yeah, because I've just looking at this kind of fairly, I've always said I think Bloomberg does pose a threat to all the Democrats and to Donald Trump, actually, because I think he knows Trump. He knows kind of his weaknesses and things.
Yeah.
So I think he's a strong candidate.
A long time. Yeah.
But I do think he has an uphill battle telling people outside of New York who he is, because everybody kind of knows the name Bloomberg, but I don't know if we know that it belongs to a man and if we know that it belongs to a politician from New York. So I think he's got a lot to do, and now he's got a very short amount of time because early voting starts literally in about 3 months. And so if he's going to jump in, he can't really mess around with this. He's starting to file on deadlines to give himself more time to decide. But if I were advising him, I mean, he's already sort of behind in the game.
He has to really
pick it up quick, and he'd have to get some money going to really bring out a campaign to tell people
who he is. Well, I don't know that the money is the problem with him, because I think
he'd put
his own money into
it. He'd have to get some money organized into marketing pretty quickly. Now, according to Politico, Bloomberg wrote in March that he thought he could defeat Donald Trump in a general election. His fear was that he couldn't get through a Democratic nomination, especially with such a crowded field. So as soon as Joe Biden said that he would run, Michael Bloomberg said, no, not going to do it. But now, I guess, he said people are, in his ear. Obviously, this is probably the last time, because of his age, that he'll be able to make a run for it. He's not going to qualify for any of the next debates. The next one for the Democrats this month, he won't qualify for. And then next month, the guidelines and the rules are so tough that it would be surprising if he could get into the debate in December. He'd probably have to spend, according to Politico's reporting, tens of millions of dollars in the next couple of weeks if he was really serious to try to make it to the debate stage in December. So that would be one thing. The other thing to watch is whether or not he would step away from his company. And, as much as people say, well, Trump's, got a conflict of interest with his property, the reason it's a little worse for me with Bloomberg is that Bloomberg is a media company. And so it would be, I think, essential that somehow he gets himself away from that, because
but he has
that,
said in under no uncertain terms he would do that.
Conflict.
That was one of the first things that he said, and I actually believe him. I believe that he will be completely separated from it, because he did that when he was mayor. He had to step away from his company once before. You can't be mayor of New York and also still be doing the things that he running his company. So I have friends who actually work for him, loved him as a boss, loved the atmosphere he created. Some of my friends are still, I have a couple friends who are still there at Bloomberg, and he has an open office and like an open door policy, and he's very accessible. And so I don't know. I've been excited about the idea of him running. It's funny, because when Trump was running against Hillary, I have a fair amount of Republican friends, and I remember sitting around we were at like a big party after Trump was elected, only a week or so after, and I said to all of them, we kind of were all starting to talk about the election, and And I said, you know, I said, was there anyone else that you guys would have voted for? And they all said Bloomberg. And these are Republicans, even though Bloomberg had switched from being a Republican to an independent, then to a Democrat. And they all said, yeah, without a doubt, if Bloomberg had run, we would have chosen him over Trump. And I feel like, and these are some hardcore Trump people, too. And I don't know, if he can reach the middle and if he can reach independents, he might actually have a shot, and I would love to see a debate between Trump and Bloomberg. That get some popcorn out, because that would be really, really good.
Well, we'll see if he does officially jump into the race and just how it shakes everything out. Certainly, I'm sure there are some Democrats probably waking up today as well going, uh-oh, another one jumping in just when we thought we had thinned the herd. All right, there is a whole lot more. Oh, my gosh, this is a story from Halloween. Apparently, a flasher Halloween costume gets a Florida school official placed on notice. We'll have that story for you as the DJV show continues.
Does someone you know or love have type 2 diabetes? Well, they're not alone. 1 in 3 Americans has type 2 diabetes or could be pre-diabetic. Check out Curalin. To help support healthy glucose levels, Curalin is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. Curalin is a blend of ancient Ayurvedic practices and modern science, and it works very quickly. Curalin is comprised of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. So, if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Curalin does not only support blood sugar, but it helps support weight loss, digestion, and reduces cravings. For a limited time, DJV listeners will receive $20 off their first order. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net and enter promo code DJV to reclaim your life. That's Curalin, Curalin.net, code DJV. All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV for all the great radio specials at MyPillow.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Past the hour of the DJV show. Dougie will be along momentarily. Jen, Victoria, and Kara are here. And ladies, this story just caught my attention. Apparently, a Florida school administrator, always in Florida, could face repercussions after she wore a bodysuit depicting a naked woman as part of a flasher Halloween costume.
Oh, boy.
Now, with all the talk about politically correct Halloween costumes, I'm surprised this one got past her. Mary Catherine Coker, director of procurement and warehousing services for Broward County Public Schools, wore the costume underneath a black coat with a hat and sunglasses and flashed a crowd at what looked like an office party in a photo and a video that was posted on Facebook.
I think it's pretty funny.
This costume is amazing, by the way.
I think you're right.
Yeah, see, at least she had like a skin-colored costume on.
Like a nude bodysuit.
I was thinking that she was actually a flasher for Halloween, that was understandable, but I mean, she's covered.
She was surrounded by others in costumes. There was a Wonder Woman and a sumo wrestler. And the video shows at least one child in attendance. Now, it's unclear if the party was on school property or not, but the Facebook page said the costume contest was held at Broward School office. A spokeswoman for the district said that officials were aware of the costume and the district was following its corrective action policy in addressing the matter. So this lady might get in trouble for her very creative costume. Interesting. 28 minutes past the hour. It is the DJV show.
Maybe not today. today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, he'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Listen to these voices. This one sounds kind of familiar. An interesting collaboration, Victoria, between two well-known Hollywood stars. And we can crack the code. Joe Pesci and Adam Levine are singing together on a new single, Baby Girl. What's the story here? Joe Pesci back in the music business, huh?
It's been 21 years since Joe Pesci released his first album, which was called, hilariously, it was in 1998. It was called Vincent LaGuardia Gambini Sings Just For You. Remember, that's famously his character from My Cousin Vinny. And so now, 21 years later, he's got a new album out called Still Singing, and it will be released on November 29th. This first single has Adam Levine as a guest co-star on it. And like you said, it's a song called Baby Girl. It's a mashup of the Four Seasons' I Make a Fool of Myself and Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. So it's kind of an interesting mashup. But I think clearly Adam Levine sounds a lot better.
Well, yeah. I gotta tell you, I was coherent 20 years ago, which makes me feel very old. But I was like a functional member of society, and I don't remember Joe Pesci ever having an album. So
I don't know that it went far.
You're telling me it wasn't the top of the charts.
No.
Yeah.
I remember My Cousin Vinny. I loved that one.
It's a great movie.
But
yeah,
I do not remember his album. So interesting. All right. Well, Joe Pesci and Adam Levine together again. Maybe they can go to the Super Bowl or something. That could be the halftime show. All right, moving on. Music news now on the DJV show. I think maybe somebody who can unite all of our musical tastes, and that's really tough because Doug's got some weird ones. You know, Victoria has some good ones, non-weird ones. Kara as well. Dolly Parton is the person I think that it really unites all of us, right? I think she kind of like transcends all of the genres that we like. And this is kind of interesting. She's now transcending for maybe the first time in her career from the country and the pop charts. She's now got her first number one hit on a dance electronic chart. This is a pretty cool thing. A Swedish DJ, yeah. Galantis, I guess they're a duo, Galantis and Dolly Parton have teamed up with the new song Faith, which debuted on number one on Billboard's Dance Electronic Digital Song Sales chart. Victoria, give us the details in a second, but first, Kara, as Dougie would say, crank this up so we can take a listen.
Doesn't really sound like her.
No. She actually comes in towards the end of the song and sings a lot and sounds amazing. She has not lost a single note. She sounds incredible. So I'll tell you guys really quick before we get to that end. This is in... Oh, there she is.
I will find you so easily.
This works.
Yep. Don't you worry whenever you need me. Have a little faith in me.
Wow.
Have a little faith.
I so dig this. I can't believe how well she fits into that.
I know.
First visit to her, the electronic chart for her, right?
Yes. Yep. This is her first number one, so now she's pretty much hit number one on all the charts, and she's got 25 number ones total from 1971 to 2006 on the Hot Country charts, and she's had three different dance registers on those charts, so good for Dolly. And check out the video. It's super cute. She's amazing.
Pretty amazing. All right. It is the DJ V Show. Music news at 28 minutes past the hour.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last. Because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump heading to Atlanta today, where he'll launch an initiative being called Black Voices for Trump, the campaign trying to boost his numbers among black voters in the 2020 election. Yesterday, his number two, Mike Pence, made things official, filing the paperwork needed for the president to run again in New Hampshire.
I couldn't be more honored on behalf of the president of the United States to add his name to the ballot. We look forward to being through the Granite State again and again.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney has been subpoenaed to testify in the House impeachment inquiry this morning. Last month, he said President Trump froze nearly $400 million in U.S. aid to Ukraine to pressure the country into investigating Democrats, but then he denied that statement. A White House official says Mulvaney's not expected to show up today, despite that subpoena. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Friday, November 8th edition of the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria here to keep you from being lonely and sad and blue because we're so bright and alert and ready to go. Jennifer is on her game. Victoria as well. Kara Schillen is here at the studio headquarters in Washington. It seems that we have several problems. You know, what's the old, where's the beef? Maybe we should change that. Remember, I bet, does anybody remember whose presidential campaign that was attached to? It's a quickie quiz. Where's the beef?
That was a presidential campaign?
Yeah. Yes, it was. Well, it was an advertising campaign. It was a commercial.
Oh, yeah.
then it was used in a presidential campaign.
Clara Peller was the original.
Clara Peller was the lady who was in the car, right, driving us. Very good, Jennifer. You remember that?
I'm assuming it was someone who didn't win.
That's very good, Kara. It's somebody who did not win.
Yes. I've never heard of this, so.
No. You never heard the commercial?
No, I know of the commercial because it's played on all those classic commercials.
Where's the beef?
Yeah, right. The little cranky old lady, but I had no idea it was attached to anything else.
It was.
I don't even know what the ad was for, actually.
It was for...
It was Wendy's, wasn't it?
No, it was for Wendy's. Yeah. Yep, Wendy's. Where's the beef? And at that time, the war between Wendy's and McDonald's and Burger King had heated up. And Wendy's was getting a bigger audience, not an audience share. We call that a bigger share of the people who want beef, I guess. I don't know what they call it, but... she was also, apparently, Walter Mondale was so taken by it, or somebody in the staff was, that they called her, and then they called the advertising agency and said, can we use this? And, of course, there was free advertising for several months. So, and he was running with the lady from New York who died last year as vice president of Canada.
I don't know. He was a terrible candidate, though.
Well, it's okay.
He came out against Reagan, and he's like, they're going to tell you they're not going to raise taxes. Well, I'm going to tell you I'm going to raise taxes. And that was it. Whammo.
Yeah. It was pretty much the end of his. What was her name? Ferraro.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That was her last name. What the heck was her first name?
Geraldine Ferraro.
That's it. Yep, right. You didn't find the audio, Kara?
I can't tell how loud that was. Very quiet?
Pretty quiet.
Well, it's not that exciting of a commercial.
Okay.
It doesn't even sound like a woman. It sounds like an old man going, where's the beef?
It's an old lady.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying...
Where's the beef?
The voice is pretty deep. Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Famous after this. And she must have been 110 years old. But.
Yeah, she was 80-something when the thing... And when she died, there was a big to-do about it. I remember that. All right, so the reason we're spending all this time talking about Clara Peller and Walter Mondale and all that stuff is because 2 million pounds of chicken and a bunch of beef have been recalled, and Victoria is going to give you the story of where to go to get your beef.
Yeah, well, where not to go for this one. So 130,000 pounds of raw ground beef products have been recalled because they might contain plastic. And so these are 16-ounce vacuum-sealed packages. The brand is called Nature's Rancher, 100% grass-fed organic beef, 85% lean, and as well as the 93% lean bags. They're made by Restelli Food Groups, and they are in Colorado, Connecticut, Georgia, Illinois, and Maryland. So, once again, if you have any of these products, the dates on them range from the end of October until mid-November. Take them. Yeah, the USDA says take them back to where you bought them.
Thank
or,
you, USDA.
Or throw them out.
No.
Which I always say just to get dug and go, no.
Bring them back. No. Right.
Yeah. And so in the land of chicken, this is even worse. Two million pounds of chicken products are being recalled across 8 states. And these are contaminated with extraneous materials, specifically metal. I don't know how metal gets into chicken, but okay.
Because they're not watching
the hard rock chicken. heavy metal chicken.
The FDA is not doing its job or the USDA is supposed to, not the FDA. USDA is supposed to have inspectors at every plant looking at what's going on. So we're paying for these guys to sit there and read the newspaper. That's basically what is going on. That's exactly what's going on.
Yeah, so this recall includes whole chickens, chicken legs, and chicken wings. These products have been recalled. The dates on them are between October 21st, November 4th, and they have gone to institutions, stores and institutions. This could also be schools, anyone with a cafeteria. This is a big one.
Distributed by U.S. Food, USA Foods, or one of those big food distribution companies that survived.
Simmons brand is the...
Sysco delivers to big batches
restaurants
of food
and,
to restaurants and retirement homes.
That's why this one's tough. Yeah. This one's tough because the company is actually called Simmons Prepared Foods, and so it makes it harder to know if you're eating the chicken that they've made because, like you said, it goes to a lot of institutions too. So this is in Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Georgia, Minnesota, Oklahoma, and Pennsylvania. So I guess... be on the lookout. Try to do some research if you are in one of those states.
No,
just don't
bring the stuff back. If it's a label like that.
Yeah, but if you're in an institution, though, Doug, if you're buying
beer
at a cafeteria in a hospital, you know, you won't know.
No.
So I would say avoid chicken if you're in those states. Maybe.
Well, wait a minute. I got a way to fix the problem. Bring a magnet with you to lunch and run wave the magnet over the chicken.
That actually might work.
And if it sticks, then you know you're okay.
That's how we found razor blades and apples at Halloween. They put a magnet.
That was an urban myth.
Putting razor blades in apples? No.
Must have happened at least once because everybody would always thoroughly check my candy.
So, just to go back for a minute, though, how this is best handled. First of all, if you're like Victoria and I, you don't eat any of this stuff. But if you are eating it, because we're here for everybody, if you eat anything that's contaminated with Listeria, Salmonella, E. coli, if you cook the hell out of it, it'll be okay. But in the case of the stuff we're talking about here, it's got plastic in it, it's got metal in it, you're not. Get rid of it. Bring it back and get your money back. Don't even think about it twice. And what this does is give a bad name, because you don't know in this circumstance, you know, you can be a restaurant, so don't order chicken and don't order beef, ground beef. That's kind of the way you deal with that.
And, you know, ground beef is tough because...
it is tough.
People,
I don't like it. It's chewy. It's very hard.
Well, but ground beef is, with regard to, like, Listeria and things like that, you know, ground beef has had so many warnings lately, this year especially, where doctors are saying, look, no one should eat a burger that isn't cooked well done. And so many people eat burgers medium rare or rare.
Yeah.
And you're just opening yourself up to a lot of potential
diseases.
The only
way I eat meat, finally, I'm in style. Everybody used to laugh at me, but now it's well done for life. Come on.
Good. Yeah. I mean, a steak is different, but if it's chopped ground beef, you have to be really careful.
No, that's well
Are you
done.
Coming with your father to dinner with me and your father next week?
I hope
Here,
so.
Have dinner. We won't have any meat.
Please,
you and your father have meat.
Like you guys can be trusted.
Researchers at the National Institute of Health found that sesame allergy, we're continuing with food news for a moment, common among children that have other food allergies. According to a study published last week in the Journal of Pediatric Allergy, an estimated 17% of youngsters with other food allergies are also allergic to sesame. So that means they can't watch TV anymore.
Yeah.
What?
Any day, keeping it fun.
Do you like how we all just paused?
I know. I was like, what's he saying?
That's what
I call
a flop.
Excuse me. When did you become the critic of the program?
That's funny, Tara.
Researchers say, this is serious, though. They've developed a model to predict the probability of a sesame allergy in children, measuring the amount of certain antibodies in their blood. Sesame is one of the most common food allergies. I don't know. I never had an allergy. Did anybody know anybody that had sesame seed? It's a seed. It's on rolls, buns. It can be used in various bread and flour products.
Oil is used in a lot of
oil.
Too. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Huh. All right. That's news. Well, it's interesting, and it is important to have that news in your ear. Today is STEM and STEAM Day. Children significantly better off with strong science, technology, engineering, art, and math skills. That's why STEM and STEAM. STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. And the A is art. Studies reveal that U.S. students not achieving well in these disciplines, same rate as students in other countries are not doing. In other words, we're doing more poorly. And there's no surprise there. The educational system in the main in this country has become very weak. It's not supported in many different ways. The people that they're hiring, they're not paying. It's like police. You have, you know, all these people that cry about class sizes. Okay, I get that to a point. But having really good qualified teachers who are not political. I think what's happening in our systems that I see anywhere all around me is that the hiring, you can tell there's a political bent to the way, and depends on the geography where you are, and the way teachers are being hired. And maybe that's even where they're going to school and why they're choosing it as a profession. I don't know how it started, but I know that it's a problem. And so here we have, this is important stuff. I remember when the first space, what was it, Sputnik went up in 57. Wildly, all of a sudden, everybody turned their attention to these same things. Science, technology, and math. It wasn't so much engineering, but it came that, you know, it sort of came out of that. And people were really in school, especially the guys, were following those three systems, so those three endeavors. Anyway, there's a bipartisan congressional education caucus saying our knowledge-based economy driven by constant innovation and schools, they fall behind. They do. The teachers do. They teach the same thing over and over again.
Well, we've
Doesn't
tested
work
so
anymore.
Poorly, too.
Awful.
Compared
and the tests
to other
are
countries.
Lousy. Yeah, the tests stuck are terrible, too. So, all right, quick sports note. And this is, I guess, science and sport put together. Very interesting. I was reading a study last night. This is what I put myself to bed with, reading stuff like this. The number of current or former athletes who are endorsing CBD as a concept and the number who are getting hired to support a particular brand. Let's see, NBA players, NFL players, golf players, male, female, Rob Gronkowski, Tiki Barber, Carson Palmer, let's see, Ricky Williams, these are all NFL players, Greg Norman and Bubba Watson are golfers, Paul Pierce, Lamar Odom, Jay Williams, John Sully, is it? He's an NBA player, S-A-L-L-E-Y, I don't know him. Riley Cote, Sally, that's how you pronounce his name, yeah?
Yeah, basketballs, yep.
Okay, a couple of hockey players, Riley Cote and Ryan Van Der Buse. Is that, you guys know how to pronounce that name, I don't know. Tyson and Nate Diaz, who are fighters. Kerry Walsh Jennings, volleyball. Megan Rapinoe, soccer. Ryan Scheckler, skateboarding, Olympic medalist. Lolo Jones, Amy Van Dyken. Anyway, they're all talking up the benefits of CBD. They've launched their own brand, some of them. So the fact that this floodgate has opened and the government is so off the mark with this, they are completely, these hemp rules that came out last week, the public is, I was talking to somebody in the city council last night who works with the governor, also as a city council, and she said they know they made a complete mess out of it here, and they're looking for cover. Remember when I talked a couple of weeks ago about having gone to a hearing and testified at a hearing about hemp, its growing and usage and that kind of stuff? The one company, Brightfield Group, that's using CBD oil, they're in the CBD industry, says they have $5 billion in sales so far this year. One company, $5 billion in sales, and the government is trying to run away from this. It's amazing.
These companies are paying taxes, right? You
yeah.
would think the government would just
so the public wants
be happy
this stuff.
About it.
Instead
yeah.
of opioids, there's the choice. Okay, what are you going to choose? CBD oil for the pain? Or take a CBD pill, or even a marijuana pill, or opioids. What are you going to choose? This is not even about marijuana. This is about hemp and CBD oil. And so, but the government says, the government's trying, for whatever the reason, because of the connection to Big Pharma, I guess, to confuse everybody. And there are a lot of people who tell you they're very confused about what to believe. But there are people who are really right on it. You go to most homeopaths, and they're all over this. So anyway, I thought I'd bring that up. Jennifer, quickly, I noticed actually that there was a big to-do on The View, as there's TV news. Meghan McCain after Don Jr. Did
All
you see
of them.
Any
it
of
was
that?
Like, it was a mess. I mean,
really?
Whoopi had a bell. She was ringing the bell to keep everybody in line. It was, yeah, it was riveting. I mean, if you get a chance to check it out, watch it on YouTube. But it was kind of a mess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don Jr. called out Joy Behar for wearing blackface. It was interesting.
Oh, my God. Okay, what do we have tonight?
Well, good. Sunday night is the season premiere of Showtime's hit Shameless, so that's the big weekend news. There's lots of football going on tonight. ABC has High School Musical, the series. You can check that out at 8 o'clock, and then 2020 at 9. CBS also new tonight with Hawaii Five-O, Magnum P.I., and Blue Bloods. The Fox Network has Friday Night SmackDown, which has been doing really well in the ratings for them. That starts at 8 o'clock, and that's the big pick, I think, for the week. Let's watch some wrestling, huh?
Oh, of course, yeah. Be first on the line for that. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's 53 after the hour, time for our weekly Tech Talk review of the top five items on the list this week, according to the research Victoria Keelan comes up with. So we'll start at number five. As usual, makes a lot of sense, right? Go from five to one. Mm-hmm. Number five has to do with grocery delivery and Amazon. Here they are getting into that game, Victoria.
That's true. Amazon has announced that its Amazon Fresh service, which is their home delivery service for groceries from local warehouses across the country, that's now going to be free for all Prime customers. In the past, it was $15 a month to keep in with that service on top of the $119 a year that you pay for Prime membership. So Amazon says that they're also, in addition to taking away that $14.99 fee, they're also going to be speeding up delivery times. They're offering 1 and 2 hour delivery option windows in most Amazon Fresh cities, which is a really cool thing. Amazon also made Whole Foods Market delivery available from Amazon.com or through the app. Now, the reason they're doing this is because they have a lot of competition. Walmart now delivers right into your kitchen. We know that Instacart, Express Shoppers, they pay $99 a year, and they get free delivery for all grocery orders over $35. Peapod Shoppers, same deal. So Amazon really needed to step it up to, and even Target's doing grocery delivery. So Amazon definitely needed to step it up to stay relevant in that world there of grocery delivery services, which is kind of like the big story of the year, really.
Mm-hmm. Number four in the big stories of the week department, NBC Universal is going to do something that some of the other streaming services are not doing.
Yeah, NBC Universal's upcoming streaming service is called Peacock because, of course, the NBC logo is a peacock. Yeah. And so what they're thinking about doing, they own Comcast. They're thinking about maybe offering Peacock free, but you will have to sit through some ads. So they call it ad-supported. It's similar to how Hulu was in its earliest days. You didn't have to pay for Hulu, but you did have to sit through the ads. So Peacock is not launching until next April. I think they're maybe still tweaking some things. They've got some new NBC series that are coming out. Punky Brewster, they're doing a reboot. Battlestar Galactica, which was a sci-fi nerd show, they're going to bring that back. And they have, of course, The Office. That leaves Netflix in 2021. That's going to be their biggest property. So we'll see where it goes. But all the streaming services, I think, are still going to try to figure out how to get everybody on board, since there are so many options at this point.
Number three is a focus on Microsoft and what they're doing with their workforce.
Microsoft did something kind of cool. In Japan, they tested out a theory that if you work only 4 days a week and you have a three-day weekend, that productivity might go up. And it turns out they were correct. Productivity in this company where they tested this out, they had basically every Friday the office was closed. So you had Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They worked from Monday through Thursday, and productivity went up 40% compared to the same period the previous year. So the effects, they say, were widespread. More than 90% of Microsoft's 2,280 employees in Japan who took part in this said that they were impacted positively. So this might actually start to spread. Japan usually starts with these weird kind of, or what we think are a little bit offbeat, with working conditions, but you never know, it might spread.
Number two, new guidelines for your password.
Yes, this is something that's really interesting. We all know you should never repeat a password twice on any two different accounts. The reason for that, all these accounts get hacked. They're all suffering from data breaches. If someone gets one password from one account, they're going to try it in every other account and probably gain access to your stuff. So the new guidelines are, don't worry about all the confusing numbers and characters and capital letters and lowercase letters. Just use phrases instead. And maybe the easiest thing is to just use a few lines from your favorite movies. So if you have just a phrase, that's actually going to be long enough to give you a very secure password, and it's easy to remember. So everyone needs to kind of like calm down a little bit. People are freaking out over their password security. Just use some phrases that you can remember, and you'll be fine.
Easy. Number one, a couple of former Twitter employees have been charged with being bad guys.
This is a story that actually sort of developed almost every day this week. Something new came out. Two former Twitter employees have been charged with spying on user accounts on behalf of the Saudi Arabian government. Fun. The Justice Department announced the charges after one of the former employees was arrested. His name was Ahmad Abu Amo. He was charged with spying on three Twitter accounts on behalf of the Saudi government. Another former employee was charged with accessing data on more than 6,000 Twitter accounts, including one tied to a confidant of the murdered journalist Jamal Khashoggi. A third man, prosecutors said, acted as an intermediary between the employees and the Saudi government. He was also charged, but they still have not found him. And of course, this is all tied back to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. So these are our friends.
There you go. Are they?
I don't know.
Not mine. At 59 past the hour, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan here.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.